Joining us is the administrator of the Balranaldshire Council, Mike Colreevy. Mike, it's a pleasure.
Yes, good morning, Fraser.
Now, Mike, we catch up with you after each and every council meeting that Balranald has to find out what is going on. And you've got some news in relation to the riverfront development.
Yes, at the October council meeting yesterday, council approved the installation of an additional walking trail and swing bridge to complete a loop of the riverfront area, along with respite furniture, signage, a toilet block and shelter structures with footpath linkages to the main central business area of Balranald. This is part of an overall project design costing up to $1.5 million, and council proposes to construct a second footbridge over the Murrumbidgee River and a footway, creating a circuit along the township and town common zone of the river area. The REF concluded that the proposal would provide the following benefits: provide additional pedestrian access to the southern side of the Murrumbidgee River, formalise the current informal pedestrian track, reducing impacts on soils and the environment, manage vehicle access within the works area, improve recreational activities within the works area, provide safer access for more community members accessing the area, improve cultural and environmental knowledge through signage, and also improve council's current assets and construct new assets for community use.
Now, continuing on with council news, Mike, you've got some documents on public exhibition.
Yes, at the October council meeting, council also resolved to place several draft documents out on public exhibition for 28 days to enable opportunities for community comment. And these include a new records management policy, the model code of conduct and procedures for administering it, and a draft leasing and licensing of council property policy.
And last but not least, a topic which we've covered a fair bit in our chats, Mike, and that is the advisory committee. How's that coming along?
Yes, council's seven new advisory committees started to function throughout September and October. Their advice is starting to roll through to me now. And this was evidenced when I received the first of the advisory committee reports at the council meeting yesterday, which included guidance on wide-ranging subjects touching on proposals to improve the Balranald Riverfront, the Discovery Centre, the Library and the Bidgee Haven Hostel, plus public liability insurance issues for sporting facilities, conversion of some of the tennis facilities to basketball, and a proposal to develop a youth Facebook page.
Fantastic, Mike. Well, we really do appreciate your time, and we'll speak to you after the next council meeting.
Nice talking to you, Fraser.